This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show focused on all things Atlanta and sometimes elsewhere.
It's June 26th, and I'm here with...
Bailey Barish.
And you are an Atlanta native and a filmmaker, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And tonight, we're at Karis, and there's a screening of one of your new films. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yes, it's called The AIDS Chronicles, Here to Represent. And it's a 90-minute feature-length documentary. It's about the social and cultural impact of HIV and AIDS on the urban African-American population.
And how and when did you first become inspired to make this film?
That's hard to say, because I think I was inspired to make this film when I first heard about what wasn't called AIDS then, but when the illness was first described by the CDC way back in 1991 in its weekly publication, the MMWR. It was called a strange gay disease then. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's definitely not just limited to same-gender-loving people now. But I started reporting on it then as a producer at CNN. Mm-hmm. But when I went independent in 1999, I knew it was one of the subjects that I wanted to delve deeper into, and not just the medical aspects of it or the new discoveries and treatments. I wanted to delve deeper into the impact it was having on the community, and especially the Black community.
And so when did you get started?
I got started on this documentary in 2003, so it's been a long road.
It's been in the making for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you find people to interview about something that, you know, would be a very personal, intimate, sensitive subject?
Well, I did a lot of research before I started. I researched the organizations in Atlanta that do education, outreach, testing, housing, counseling. And then I went and talked to a lot of those organizations, the people in those organizations who deal with the community.
Mm-hmm.
To see if they would be willing to help me identify people that they served that might be interested or willing to talk about the impact of AIDS on their lives, whether they were infected or affected.
Mm-hmm.
Or both.
Do you think that there's anything unique about the way AIDS impacts the urban community in Atlanta versus in other cities?
That's a good question, and I don't think so, although I'm not an expert on AIDS.
Right.
But I tried to narrow my focus to the urban African-American population because I felt that that could be covered in every aspect, in every issue.
Mm-hmm.
That is of interest or importance to the people of color could be covered in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Without going anywhere else. So Atlanta has a very large African-American population, and so I was lucky enough because of that to find people who were willing to speak.
Mm-hmm.
On every issue that I wanted to address.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I chose to do it in Atlanta. And also I live here.
Well, that makes it convenient.
Yeah.
I was just curious if you thought there was anything unique about, I guess, maybe being in the South in particular, since we do have a history of racism, but also, I mean, everywhere has a history of racism, but also, you know, conservative Christianity, and if that contributes to any particular type of silencing around the issue.
The South has a larger incidence of HIV and AIDS than most other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not limited to people of color.
Right.
The impact of conservative Christianity or conservatives of any religion is not limited to the South. And I think that the conservative approach to this disease has slowed down the progress to reduce the impact of it mm-hmm. in the community by making people feel labeled, feel discriminated against, and making them much less willing to talk about their condition or to even go get tested mm-hmm. or admit that they may be at risk. Mm-hmm. So it's really the conservatism, the effects of conservatism and religious conservatism, I wouldn't say are limited to the South, but they are certainly a big issue in the incidence of AIDS in the South.
Right. What are your thoughts on how the media in general does or does not address issues of AIDS?
I'm sad to say that I think that the establishment media thinks that the problem is, quote, old news, unquote, mm-hmm. and that it is not worth covering anymore. Mm-hmm. And I also think that the established media, which is mostly white, male, mm-hmm. does not understand the dynamics of the disease within communities of color. It's different. It's been tackled in the white gay male community, where not only was it identified, but it was studied. And they were the first to get the experimental treatment. It was ignored in the black community until at least 10 years after its discovery. And then maybe that it was documented, but it was not looked on as a community to where the research should be done, where the experimental drugs should be tried. And also there's a fear in the black community of a resurgence of the Tuskegee experiment right. kind of effect, mm-hmm. Which is a whole other topic. Mm-hmm. So I forgot what your original question was.
The role of the media.
Yeah, but I think the media, like many well-meaning, even liberal white people, have no idea of the dynamics of it, the mm-hmm. cultural dynamics of it in other communities.
And you were at CNN for a while, and what was your experience? Did you cover it at all while you were there? I know you worked in medical and science a little.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we covered it from the first day of the announcement in the CDC's bulletin that there was such a disease. We right. started our coverage and continued. And I would say for the first 10 years of the awareness of the United States of this illness, it was covered on a regular basis. I'd say in the last 10 years, since 98 or so, ironically, it hasn't been covered as much, even at CNN, though they have done almost yearly specials mm-hmm. on the state of AIDS, either globally or nationally. And I respect them for that.
Do you think that that it's possible at this point for the mainstream media to become more inclusive in their coverage, or do you think the role of independent media is going to have to be to step in and fill that role? I know that's a loaded question, too, by the way.
There's no really either or.
Yeah.
The mainstream media that covers news must be able to change on a dime. It must be able to respond within a few minutes to mm-hmm. anything that's breaking news. To ongoing stories, it's an editorial decision.
Right.
And it depends on who's in charge and what they're interested in and what they think will bring the largest number of viewers to the screen. Mm-hmm. So obviously they don't think AIDS in America will do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that I sensed in doing my work that, well, number one, I saw in the over four years that I worked on this documentary, I saw a significant increase in the number of independent filmmakers of color that were out there with me gathering footage mm-hmm. on this issue to produce their own documentaries. And I know that there have been many more documentaries produced and that they air on stations like BET. Mm-hmm. But I think that the African-American community itself is where the real progress has been made. Whether they're journalists or not, I think that we're on the verge. I'm not African American, but I've sensed this in my work, that the African American community is on the verge of accepting responsibility as individuals and as a community for reducing the incidence of AIDS in their community by the simple efforts of getting tested, knowing their status, and protecting themselves, which only individuals can do. But they have to do it with the support of the community.
Is there any particular audience that you're trying to reach with the film?
I think I would like to reach several different audiences. Mm-hmm. I've found that my documentaries end up being sort of what you might call niche media anyway. Not everybody's going to be interested in what I'm interested in. But there are several audiences that I think could benefit from watching the documentary and using it in their work. Obviously, AIDS education and outreach organizations, whether they're nonprofit independent organizations, whether they're state agencies or any kind of federal agencies, companies that make and sell products related to AIDS and AIDS treatment and diagnosis could benefit by watching this documentary, because it would make them more familiar with their potential, some of their potential clients or customers. And I was told by an African-American marketing consultant, that the companies that make the drugs and the treatments for AIDS initially 10 years ago had no idea how to communicate with the large client base they were then starting to have in the African-American community. Mm-hmm. And then I think educators could use this documentary as an educational tool in their classes.
And where can people go to find out information about the film?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.bbarash.com, and that's spelled BBARASH.com. They could probably Google my name, Bailey Barash, and find it from there, or they could Google the AIDS Chronicles Here to Represent. I'm not sure what they'd find if they did that, but...
Well, great. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.